You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Onondaga County lawmakers have thrown their support behind a new strategy that could lead to the seizure of certain tax-delinquent properties. The county executive's plan to create the County Accountability and Reinvestment Corporation is seen as another tool to go after commercial properties with the goal of future development. Legislator Miles Bottrell says it's an issue of fairness to those who pay their taxes, even if the government has to get involved.
I certainly believe in a property right, and this is a very, very significant issue relative to a property right and possibly taking a property right. However, this is really just an abuse to the taxpayers and to this community.
Commercial properties currently owe the county a combined $45 million in back taxes. County Executive Ryan McMahon called attention to one of them in late June, the long-vacant Syracuse Energy Corps power plant in Geddes. The Ohio company that owns it owes about $1 million in taxes, and it appears the owners began dismantling the buildings and selling the material for scrap before the county asked a court to stop them. Legislator Casey Jordan says he sees the value in going after such properties.
In this case, potentially stripping what's valuable in the property out of it, and then perhaps in the end, leaving the county with a parcel that is now of very little value, or certainly significantly diminished value, and then leaving the taxpayers on the hook for unpaid taxes, and then now trying to market a piece of property that has been substantially devalued.
Jordan cautioned his fellow lawmakers about a potential slippery slope of the county getting too involved in developing private property. Even so, Legislature Chairman Dave Knapp says it appears developers already have their eye on the property after hearing the county was trying to make it available.
There have actually been some phone calls to the administration saying that when the time comes, there could be some interest. It's an industrial zone. It's right off a railroad. It's an attractive piece of property for industrial use.
Knapp says it's currently hung up in court, but adds that the legislature's support of the new local development corporation gives the county more leverage. In a statement, County Executive McMahon says the vote sends a clear message to tax-delinquent commercial property owners to either pay their taxes or the county will find a responsible owner to return the property to productive use. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.